America is supposed to be a society of equals, but it is one thing to say we all have an equal right to work, vote, and express our opinions. It may be quite another to say we all have an equal right to talk loudly on our cell phones, in public buses or restaurants, or to double dip a tostada chip into a bowl full of guacamole, or to play whatever music we please at deafening volume in stores, or fill in your own blank. Judith Martin is a writer who's become known as Miss Manners, an explorer and arbiter of etiquette in America. Her new book explores and even defends the role of manners in a society that celebrates the individual. Her book is called Star Spangled Manners, in which Miss Manners defends American etiquette for a change. Judith Martin joins us in our studios. Thanks very much for being with us.
I'm delighted to be here.
And you begin by observing that contrary to expectation, our manners may actually be getting better in all the important ways.
In some ways, we have expanded the notion of respect dramatically within the last few decades. At the same time, people are misbehaving right and left. I'm not up on that.
When you say we've expanded the notion of respect, we no longer slur whole groups of people routinely.
Well, that's
in our
a
public
big
discourse.
One. Do you remember 10, 20 years ago, we watch political careers self-destruct as people make the same old jokes or little remarks about women, about African Americans, about different ethnic groups that they used to be able to make with impunity, and people won't stand for it. That's an enormous advance.
You suggest that American manners have traveled kind of like popular elections and Coca-Cola and Starbucks.
They have. That doesn't mean that everybody isn't saying we're terribly behaved and they hate it, but they're behaving the same way themselves, for good and for bad. Mm-hmm. Now, the good parts include we've spread the idea of the dignity of labor. Mm-hmm. And Europeans used to, especially the English, sneer at people who were in trade. And that was considered awful. Now they're all opening little boutiques and carrying on just to show that they do something. Yeah. American friendliness and openness, which in itself is a good thing, which we have exaggerated ridiculously to the point where we have this whole phony system that we pretend that all our colleagues are our friends and everybody we meet and everybody we sit next to on a bus is a friend. But nevertheless, it's a good basic idea. That has spread. And many foreign countries, they no longer use a formal form of you in the language, or they hardly ever use it. We also export enough vulgarity to supply people who don't like America with a lot of ammunition against us and our manners.
Americans can pride themselves on being blunt and plain-spoken and unpretentious. And you suggest in this book, as I believe you have over the years, that there is sometimes no bargain to be had in absolute honesty.
Yes, there's something to be said for absolute hypocrisy now and then. Most American faults in etiquette come from virtues, and in a way, being plain-spoken and straightforward and certainly honest, these are certainly virtues. They have been made into excuses for all kinds of rudenesses, including the direct personal insult, always prefaced with, "Don't you want me to be honest with you?" Mm-hmm. To which you should say, "No, no, no," or anything but that.
This is on the level of, you're not as fat as I expected, or something like that.
Or you are.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I just want to tell you what's wrong with the way you look, the way you dress, the way you eat, your love life, your professional life, you know, for your own good. As I say, that is plain-spokenness and honesty are virtues. Kindness is also a virtue, and sometimes it trumps the other virtues. Mm. And we have been going through a period where I think we're coming out of it, where we believed in what I like to call original innocence, that the child is born perfect and moral and polite and everything else, and civilization ruins him, and therefore the worst thing you can do is to inhibit him, also known as child rearing. And that gave way to the idea that if we opened ourselves totally to one another, we would all love one another. And the popular therapy movement got a hold of that and ran with it. Well, the fact is, we often have different opinions, different outlooks, different views that we feel very strongly about, different emotions. And what keeps us from killing one another is that we don't totally open and expose all this and have it out. We have little barriers, polite barriers, that prevent this.
Manners have a role to play, you believe, in respecting and protecting people in society without means or without access to
Absolutely.
Power.
Absolutely. Manners, particularly American manners, require equal respect and consideration for people simply because they are human beings. And if you did not have that, and in fact the clause of noblesse oblige, which requires you to be even more polite to people who are less powerful than you than those who are more powerful. If you did not have that, you would have the natural method, which is might makes right. And I can afford to push you out of the way because I have more money or prestige or something. I'm going to do it if manners do not prevent this. So it is a protective device for the less powerful.
When you take a look at American manners today, what do you think needs the most work?
The balance between self and community. If you live on a mountaintop by yourself, you do not need manners. If you want to live among other people, then there have to be some restraints. And they were thrown aside with the idea that, well, we love freedom, and sure we do, and that etiquette inhibits people's freedoms, which it does. Mm-hmm. But if you don't use it, what do you use instead? And the answer is people have been using the law instead, and that really inhibits freedom. Mm-hmm. If you won't quit smoking in front of me, we had to pass a law saying you can't. The New York City Council is debating a law to arrest people for having their cell phones ring at the wrong time. They shouldn't do it. But to use the law for trivial annoyances and just unpleasant behavior is really to limit our freedom.
Is there any concern that you have that etiquette is losing its moral authority?
I'm trying to bring it back as fiercely as I can. It's back to the extent that everyone wants everyone else to be polite to them. It's not back to the extent that they're willing to be polite themselves.
Mm-hmm. Mrs. Martin, Ms. Manners, thank you very much.
I was delighted to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Judith Martin, her new book is Star Spangled Manners.